You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, are you a business owner, entrepreneur, or professional? If so, we want you to apply to be a featured guest on our show. My name is Adam Torres, and I host the Mission Matters series of podcasts. I've recorded over 3,000 episodes, and we are just getting started. How do you know if you'd be a good guest to be on the show? Well, only one way to find out, and that's to apply, but I'm going to let you in on a little secret. We want guests that have a story to tell, guests with a brand, a product, or a service that can benefit my audience of listeners. If this sounds like you, go to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. I'd love to talk to you and get to know more about your story. Again, head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, now let's get into the show. Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, so today I have Tony Zork on the line, and he's CEO over at Accounting Seed, and he's also author of the newly released book, Iconoclasm. And Tony, I am excited. I have the book with me here, and I'm excited to get into today's topic, and we're going to do a deep dive into this book. But first thing first, just wanted to say congrats on the new release.
Thank you, Adam. Thanks for having me on the show. Really excited to be here and always talk to you as well.
So I've been seeing all of your content up on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. I mean, you're everywhere on this book and this book promo. How's it been so far? Just this whole tour you've been doing, all these other things.
Well, it's super fun, Adam, when you finally get to the point of releasing the book, right? Because it's such a phenomenon that way, where all the work is done in one section, and then all the kind of fun is done in another section. So it's a weird kind of type of work that way. But now that it's out, it's just great. It's exciting. So
all right. So I want to let's just dive right into this book. I know a lot of my viewers, I mean, they're definitely readers, they're leaders, and they want to know. So Iconoclasm. First off, what was the inspiration for the book?
Well, first off, Adam, I wrote this book, and I want to make that clear, because a lot of business leaders don't write these books. They hire ghost writers. They maybe have an idea, but they don't actually do it themselves. I actually wrote the book, and it is a lot of work to write this book. And in writing this book, I thought I had a premonition of what the book was about kind of early on, and then it shifted. Because I found out while I was writing the book, mm-hmm. what is it I am really about? And I did a lot of hard thinking over this, and it really fleshed out into this, what I believe I am is an iconoclast. And it's someone who challenges the existing paradigm. They design a better way and they execute it. And I didn't really realize that I had been doing this for a long time, since I was a kid even. Mm. Until I had to think about it and flesh it out and put it to words, which I think, by the way, Adam, everybody should write a book, because it gets you so entrenched into what it is you're about.
Hey, well, everybody watching knows I'm biased on that one, because we love books over here at Mission Matters and we sell a lot of them. So I agree. Yeah. Everyone write a book. So, Tony, I do want to go into, for those that aren't familiar with it, you know, maybe iconoclasm, the formula, and kind of how you've laid this out in the book.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Adam, if you think about it, our airwaves, we're in a capitalist society, right? And if you think about the airwaves, there's a cost to putting messages out on everything. Everything we listen to, there's a cost to that. At the high end, you have corporations putting out, you know, trying to sell you a product. You have, mm-hmm. on the low end, you have people on social media, but there's still an effort for them to put stuff out on the airwaves. So with everything having a cost, there is next to no messaging out there around thinking for yourself or challenging how to do things. Everything is really wanting you to not think. They're really wanting, a corporation's wanting you to buy a product, a nonprofit's wanting you to support their movement, donate it to it. A politician's want you to vote a certain way. Mm-hmm. In coming to this, I basically came to the conclusion, there's no commercial value for you to think for yourself, because no one really wants that or is promoting that. And I think that the pandemic's revealed this. I think that this is an enormous, huge problem in our society. And the more content we have around this topic is key. And that's a lot of why I wrote this book.
So obviously there is a lot to go through in this book. But what's one of the big takeaways that you want somebody to take from this after reading it? Because I want my viewers to definitely go out there and pick it up. It was really easy to find on Amazon, and I'm sure you may have it other places, but I just put in Tony Zork and it definitely popped right up on Amazon for me. So what's one of the things that you want readers to get from this?
Yeah, well, the book is not really, I would not classify it as a business book. I did partner with Forbes on it. So, it's because my authority is that of being an entrepreneur that it made sense. I'm not a psychologist for children or a professional dietitian or any of these things. So a lot of the book is my experience in these areas, but the book is essentially more of a self-help book, Adam, than it is a business book. The book is really about critical thinking and how to actually do this whole iconoclast thinking, which is challenging the existing way, designing and executing. Because there's a lot of, I can tell you a lot of what I call axioms, or I often refer to them as motherhood and apple pie phrases, such as, Adam, I know how you make a ton of money, okay? You go down to Wall Street and you buy low and you sell high, right?
Right.
Or Adam, here's a great way to start a business. Find an unmet need in the market, develop a plan around that and execute it. Like that's common sense, right? But then when you actually go to do that, it's super hard, right?
Right.
And I think that's the same thing with my formula. The iconoclast way is, it's challenge the existing way, design and execute, but then how do I actually do that? Right. Mm-hmm. And that's what the book's about. It's getting into the nuts and bolts and the techniques. And because this falls into one of those areas that's more of an art, it's a lot of what you learn is through different stories and experiences. Mm-hmm. And that's a lot of what I share in the book. If you go to Harvard Business School, which is one of the top business schools in the country, you will find that they teach most of the curriculum via case studies, just of what other people have done and analyzing the dynamics in those. And that's a lot of what I do in this book, but it's in all areas of life. It's a personal book. I share what I've done well and what I haven't done well, but ultimately it's trying to help you convince you that you can be an iconoclast too. And what the difference between that is also between that and an entrepreneur or a philanthropist or an inventor. I also define those and help lay those out too.
So Tony, first off, I just want to say it has been great to have you on the show. I want everybody to definitely go pick this book up. We'll have a link to it in the show notes. Definitely go grab a copy. If somebody's watching this or listening to it on their drive somewhere, Tony, what's the best way for people to follow up and to connect overall and to follow your work? And of course, to pick up the book.
Yeah, if you go to tonyzork.com on the author page, there's links to buy it on Amazon, Books a Million. You can also just go to iconoclastbook.com. That'll take you to the page. And you can sign up too for my newsletter. I've got social media content and a lot of YouTube video content coming out each month. So I'd love for you to do that.
Fantastic. Well, Tony, again, thank you for coming on the show. Happy that you could make it over to Mission Matters on your book tour and on your promo, because I know you're out there all over the place. So excited to watch this book continue to thrive and to grow and to get out there to the marketplace, because there's a lot of people that could use it. So excited to see you prosper on this one. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. Hope you learned a lot. If you did, don't forget, hit that subscribe button. Want you to be a return viewer or listener. Definitely want you, got plenty more great episodes coming up for you, and don't want you to miss any of them. Have an awesome day. And thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Adam.